This Christmas morning, despite an icy rain, thousands of Christians crowded into churches in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. At the Church of the Nativity, built above the grotto where many Christians believed Jesus was born, there were calls for peace. NPR's Linda Gradstein was in Bethlehem and filed this report.
The midnight mass in the Church of the Nativity. Despite icy, pelting rain, thousands of pilgrims came to pray. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas was also there, the first Palestinian leader to attend the service in 5 years. Israel had prevented Abbas's predecessor, Yasser Arafat, from attending for several years. The Latin patriarch, Michel Sabah, urged political leaders to move toward peace. God created you not to fear or to kill each other, but to love each other, to build and to cooperate together, he said in a message addressed to Israelis and Palestinians. He said there seems to be a new reality, despite the many complications and hesitations that surround it. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon called local Christian leaders yesterday to wish them a Merry Christmas and said he hopes the new year will bring Israel and the Palestinians peace and security. The streets of Bethlehem were decorated with more lights than in the past few years, and Israeli officials said almost 30,000 visitors had crossed the Israeli checkpoint into Bethlehem, many more than in the past few years. But the inclement weather kept many inside their hotels. On Manger Square, Victor Tabash, the owner of a souvenir shop opened by his father in 1927, said business was far worse than he had expected.
Even during the Intifada and during the war and during everything, I have never seen, like, no people, no sale at all, and no people passing the street. I wonder, really, it's something unusual.
A steady stream of family and friends came into his shop to wish him a Merry Christmas. His six-month-old granddaughter, Rita, was dressed in a red velvet outfit and gazed in wonder at a large Santa Claus balloon. One of the few customers was Pearl Wong, a pilgrim from Hong Kong, visiting Israel in Bethlehem for the first time. She said the trip had more than fulfilled her expectations.
I like it. I like Israel. I like the land, the church, the buildings, everything. Including all the ruins, the archaeologies, yeah, a lot of things, a lot of history and culture, a very blessed land.
Many Palestinians here remember the peak years of the 1990s when the streets were jammed with tourists. Last night, close to midnight, Joseph Zaina walked quickly through the rainy streets on his way to the Greek Catholic Church. Zaina was born in Bethlehem and is raising his four children here. He said Palestinians must continue to have faith in the future.
We have to pray now. I have to pray for peace, for all nations, and first for my kids.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News.